favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network. IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. Treasury Secretary nominee Timothy Geithner is calling for quick, bold action on the economy. In a Senate confirmation hearing, Geithner urged Congress to approve an aggressive economic stimulus plan.
Senators, the ultimate cost of this crisis will be greater if we do not act with sufficient strength now. In a crisis of this magnitude, the most prudent course is the most forceful course.
Geithner, the chief of the New York Federal Reserve, is expected to be confirmed, but not until he satisfies questions about some past tax problems. When Geithner worked for the International Monetary Fund, he failed to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. He has paid off the tax debt, but the disclosure has been embarrassing. The Treasury Secretary oversees the IRS. President Obama has put in place strict new ethics rules for White House staff and has frozen the salaries of some high-level staffers. In remarks at a swearing-in ceremony for staffers, Obama announced the moves are meant to encourage transparency and accountability. This is IRN USA Radio News.
It was a dead end. You don't know what to do because you don't have the money. But you want to take care of the debt.
How would you like to wipe out 30 to 60% of your credit card debt? There are secret programs most credit card companies won't tell you about that can allow a portion of your debt to be forgiven. Financial Freedom of America uses these programs to help you avoid bankruptcy, save thousands, and get more cash back in your pocket every month.
I wasn't sure what to expect, but FFA came through like promised. We're kind of excited to have that stress-free feeling now.
Find out the secret that credit card companies hope you don't discover. FFA will give you the steps to eliminating a large percentage of your credit card bills, medical bills, or department store debt. Individual results vary, and it's not available in all states.
So call for your free information now.
800-515-4749.
800-515-4749.
Call 800-515-4749. 800-515-4749.
With Senator Hillary Clinton set to be confirmed as Secretary of State, New York Governor David Patterson says he'll announce her replacement within days.
Though Texas Senator John Cornyn holds reservations about confirming Hillary Clinton, citing possible conflicts of interest with her husband's foundation, the full Senate is expected to approve the senator as Secretary of State. Her replacement then up to Governor Patterson, who appears to have his mind made up.
I have a good idea now which direction I want to go.
Sources close to Patterson believe Caroline Kennedy is still a front runner, but a recent poll finds more voter support for State Attorney General Andrew Cuomo. Patterson says he'll make an official announcement by Saturday.
Israel says its troop withdrawal from the Gaza Strip is complete. This comes after Israel and Hamas declared separate ceasefires last weekend. An Israeli military spokesman said the last IDF forces left this morning. However, Israeli troops are still deployed outside of Gaza and, quote, are prepared for any occurrences. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
My name is Jeannie. I'm able to work from home and be a full-time mom, and that means everything to me.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the Three-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. Thousands of Americans are successfully working from home with the Three-Step Plan.
My name is Bill, and I've been able to pay off all of my bills and save money.
To find out how you could work from home with your own home-based business, go to threestepplan.com or call 800-658-0459. 800-658-0459.
With weeks, possibly months still to go before a senator is seated, today we'll see Al Franken's lawyer seek to dismiss Norm Coleman's lawsuit challenging the U.S. Senate recount. The Democrat ended up leading Coleman by 225 votes, but the Republican says there were widespread voting irregularities, including wrongly rejected absentee ballots and other votes that were allegedly counted twice. In today's hearing, Franken's people will go before the three-judge panel, saying Coleman shouldn't be allowed to review a recount that was certified by the state canvassing board. Growers in Central Florida are working around the clock to ensure plants and crops survive this cold snap. Reagan Smith reports.
Many work through Tuesday night watching the temperature drop. Many growers in Lake County have thousands of tropical plants that do not fare well in freezing temperatures. With temperatures dropping into the 20s, they weren't taking any chances. Sprinklers were turned on through the night. As water turns to ice, there's a little bit of heat that keeps the plant at 32 degrees. If the crop is exposed to cold weather below 32 for extended periods of time, the plants could be damaged.
Divers hope to resume their search of the frigid, murky Hudson River for the missing engine that came off U.S. Airways Flight 1549 during last week's emergency landing. Pilot Sully Sullenberger was in Washington yesterday attending President Obama's inauguration. His only comment, I'm not allowed to say anything. The key stock indices appear to be giving back some of their early gains, but they're still higher. Yesterday, the Dow lost 4% amid fresh concerns about the financial industry, but a better-than-expected forecast from IBM has helped boost prices today. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next half hour or so, there'll be the views of Mark Angel. We'll be talking about, of course, what he sees in the front lines of the battle as he's dealing with people who are really having terrible problems as far as their credit cards are concerned. And, you know, one of the things that the establishment has been doing for a long time is trying to get people to spend and spend and borrow and borrow and spend and spend. And so many people have just gotten a habit of spending and buying whatever they want to. All you have to do is put it on the credit card, and then, well, later on you worry about it, where the money's coming from. But there's always going to be money there, and if not, you can always borrow the money on your house or on something else. But then what happens when everything changes and suddenly you can't borrow money on your house? What happens when you lose your job or you have to take a job with a much lower payment on it? what happens with the rising credit card debts begin to simply engulf you, and they become an obsession, and then, of course, you begin getting the calls from the collectors, and that these people know how to make your life miserable, and your whole life begins to just crumble around you. And believe me, this is happening very, very frequently across America today, and I think Mark knows about that. Mark, tell us, you know, what you do, how you can help people, and why people really need help in times like these.
Well, Dr. Stan, we're probably in the worst economic times that we've seen. Of course, you've probably been around since, or your parents, or my parents were down during the Depression era. The economy's in pretty bad shape. They're talking about, you know, double-digit unemployment being a very good possibility this coming year, which means there's going to be less jobs for the people that are out there right now. For every job that's a job opening that's out there, there's three people standing in line for it. If we get to a point where the unemployment rate gets near 10%, there'll be six people standing in line for every one job that's out there. What I do for people, if they're faced with some form of hardship, they've had a medical incident, someone's lost a job, or they've lost overtime, they own a business, and their revenues, because of the economy, people aren't spending the way they are. And I'm dealing with restaurant owners and people who've had architectural firms. It's affecting people in all walks of life. If we can demonstrate a hardship, we can take their credit card plans and put them into a debt settlement or resolution program, get their debt reduced between 40 to 60%, sometimes a little bit more than that, and have them out of debt within an 18 to 42-month period, depending upon the individual that working within the circumstances that they fall under. These programs are perfectly legitimate. They've been in existence for the last 7-8 years. People are enrolling in them, and they're successfully completing these programs that are coming out the other side without debt in a short period of time. They're not, we're helping them prevent having to go to bankruptcy, which people are looking at as an option, which is not as easy as it once was. Or if you look at credit counseling is another way to do things, but realize one thing. Look deep into the documents if you look at it. The people that they're working for are not you as the client. They're working for the credit card companies. And I think we're on your program or one of the other programs. Somebody asked, who do I work for? I work for my clients. I don't work for the credit card companies. The debt settlement industry doesn't work for the credit card companies. We work for the consumer. And what our job is to try and take a bad situation and get the parties together and make it a good situation where we can reduce the debt burden of the individual so that they can live their lives and have something to look forward to. And, you know, I'm just in a business week, the last couple weeks, they're talking about pension plans being affected because the stock market's down. And the holdings in some of those pension plans being reduced by something to the tune of almost $800 billion, which means that there's a shortfall for these companies out there on pensions. What's going to be next, Dr. Stan? What we're here to do is help people, and the quickest way you can seek help and talking to us and getting us the information and our consultation initially before anybody gets involved in a program is free. It costs them nothing to pick up the phone and call us. Let us sit down, talk about your situation. We'll give you a fair indication of what we can or can't do for you. If we can help you, then there's some information that we need your listeners to complete. We have a budget form on my website, which is www.helpyououtofdebt.com. You fill out the budget information, fax us the first page of each of your credit card statements. We review that information, talk to you about what your situation, what your hardship is, and see if we can qualify you for the program. That costs your listeners absolutely nothing for us to do that work. And we've been very successful in helping people for quite some time now.
Well, what about bankruptcy? Is this an alternative? What happens if you go bankrupt? And can you go bankrupt and really get off from underneath?
If you can qualify, there's two types of bankruptcies, Dr. Stan. There's Chapter 7, which is the one everybody wishes they could do, where it wipes out all your debt. But that you have to qualify to go Chapter 7. And if you have assets, and if the assets are too much, then you may get disqualified because you have too many assets in the home or whatever that you have. You may have too much income. If you have $50 worth of disposable income, you can't file Chapter 7, so that leaves your alternative in Chapter 13. And there's rigorous rules there, too, that you have to fall in. And there, this information, very detailed information, is out on our website under the section that says Your Options. And based there are various tests that you have to go through. If you have high income, you have to pass a certain test. There's a means test that he has to be done. The only people that they gave a break to were the hurricane victims a couple years ago. And these come at a cost, too. You have to pay an attorney. And they can't necessarily, right with the first sit-down with you, tell you whether you're going to qualify for a Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. So you're going to have to go out of pocket anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 before you even get to that point of getting into a bankruptcy program along the way. And it may not be the right thing for you. If we think it is the right thing for you, I've pointed many people to bankruptcy attorneys because they just didn't have the means to do our program and avoid bankruptcy, or didn't have any alternatives to work with.
Let's go ahead and get your website and your telephone number out.
Sure. The website is www.help, the letter U, out, O-U-T, of, debt, D-E-B-T, .com. Our toll-free number is 866-374-3101. And we'll be happy to, you know, talk to any of your listeners and see if we can help them out.
All right, fine. If you're out there in the listening audience, and Mark will be with us a short while here. And so if you have a question or comment, give us a call. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. But we really are entering into the most difficult and dangerous time in our nation's history. Certainly, if you look and see what's happening as far as the unemployment rate, certainly the government employment figures, they'll admit it's 7.2%, but that really doesn't take in the long-term unemployed or the people who've had to take a dramatic cut in their salary just to have some sort of a job. Some of the government figures admit it's as much as 17%. The trouble is that there are many people who think it'll go up to 25 or 30%. And as this happens, more and more people are going to get into problems. Maybe they, you know, were doing fine. They had a good job, but good jobs are increasingly hard to come by. And even people in professions are having a difficult time. So begin preparing for what lies ahead, and at least you know there is a fallback position. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Mark Angel, and we've got Dan calling from Montana. Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing just fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
Well, yeah, I got a question for you. Don't you figure it would be illegal for, you know, all these big automaker companies to get bailouts from the federal government and still at the same time try to collect debts on people that owe for their vehicles, and then they want to try to collect on that debt by either possessing the vehicle or making the loan come true?
Well, you could say that about a lot of different aspects of the economy. Is it fair for the banks who have got their hand out for billions of dollars to foreclose on people's homes or the situations with credit cards? I guess right now the way the federal government administration is, they say it's okay for them to borrow money and it's okay for them to foreclose on homes and repossess cars and things of that nature. I'm not an attorney. Do I think it's fair? It's in some instances where people have lied or whatever, yes. It really depends on the circumstances that each is in. But I like the fact that they can reach out and get money easily, and the people that are in trouble can't. That's one of the reasons we do what we do. We try and work with people to negotiate down the debts. Unfortunately, the only time I can do it in the case of cars is after they've already gotten the car, and if you have a deficiency balance, then we can work with a client to try and get that debt reduced for the difference in what they sold the car for and what was left in owing on the loan, and work with clients on the deficiency balance to get that settled out for somewhere between 40% and 60%. And we do that as part of our services.
I think, Dan, what you're doing is asking, you know, is it fair? Let me tell you, it isn't fair. What you are seeing is the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever taken place. Why should we be, actually bailing out General Motors when they just opened a $300 million plant over in Russia? They have opened their eighth new automotive plant in communist China. They are opening and they are working now on three automotive plants in Brazil. They've got enough money to do that. And what you have to understand what's really going on. I mean, what you're doing is looking at the superficial part of it. What they're really doing is transferring America's manufacturing into other countries because the ultimate plan is to impoverish our people so they can enslave them. But they can't tell the American people that. And how else are they going to get the American people to go along with the idea of transferring money to General Motors that is transferring its plants overseas? You know, unless, oh my goodness, you know, General Motors is going to go down, all these people are going to lose their jobs. They're eventually going to lose them anyway because they're moving the manufacturing out of this country. Don't look at what they tell you. Look at what's going on behind the scenes. Anything else you wanted to say?
Well, yeah. I mean, where's the loyalty at?
There is no loyalty. These people have no loyalty to the United States. They are part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, whose loyalty is to this internationalist dream, the New World Order, the New World Financial System, the New World Religion, and, of course, the New World Leader. When you understand that, it all makes sense.
Can I finish, please?
What?
Can I finish, please?
You go right ahead.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
The question I wanted to ask is, where's the loyalty at? Because I've worked with Chrysler for, 26 years. And I've put more money in Chrysler's pockets than I've got to meet Lee Iacocca twice. Shake his hand. He's presented me with awards. I've won four national walk-around championships. I've won two national sales awards championships. I used to train with Zig Ziglar, training, Chrysler salespeople all across the United States. I mean, where's the loyalty at here?
There is none. And I'm afraid that we're living in a very, very wicked world, and I think you're going to have to recognize that. And of course, just try to figure out how you're going to survive during the very difficult times that are coming down the line. Anything you'd like to say before we let you go?
Yeah, before I let Chrysler have my truck back, I'm going to roll it off freaking mountain, and they can have the pieces. I'll let them know where it's
at. You don't want to go to jail because they'll sue you for that stuff.
No,
so just, you're better off. You know, sometimes you have to roll with it and look.
Well, it happens to in 4 years anyways, don't it, fellas?
Okay, what you have to do is learn how to smile through clenched teeth. God bless. Thanks for calling. And again, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791, our guest is Mark Angel from Help You Out of Debt. That's Help You Out of Debt. And he works with people who are having credit card problems. And I don't blame people for being a little bitter about what's going on today. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, no problem, Dr. Stan. Thank you. You know, and the crisis, I mean, you and I are both here in the state of California. And, the state here, they're $7 billion behind on their debt. They're to go into their county staff people and they're furloughing people saying, okay, we'll keep you on the job, but now you're going to work 2 days less a month or 8 hours less per week. They're not letting them go, so to speak, but these are people that can't reach out for unemployment benefits or whatever to supplement that difference in income. Now, they talk about, people's household debts shrinking. Well, that's because the credit card companies are starting to shrink the amount of debt that they're allowing their customers to have. They've got trillions of dollars in commitments and unused portions of credit cards that people haven't used that they've made available out there, and they're starting to shrink it. And anytime somebody starts having what they consider unusual usage of their card, they're immediately, cutting their credit lines. I'm working with one of your clients right now where husband, they had a problem at work. They screwed up his payroll for a few weeks. They couldn't make pay a bill. So they took a convenience check from the credit card thinking it was there to do it. And the credit card company bounced because it was unusual activity for them. And then it really put them behind all the way down and caused them extra fees. And, as soon as somebody doesn't make their payment on time, they up their interest rates.
And then when they up their interest rates, they up their monthly payments. And then when they up the payments, somebody might be close to their credit limit. It may push them over their credit limit, and then they get assessed an over-limit fee. I had working with one of your listeners today who couldn't make their payment. They upped their interest rate, and they tacked on $600 additional dollars in late fees, over line limits, and things like that. The things that they're doing to people is just unconscionable, Dr. Stan. And we're here to help people. I had one of your listeners that I was working with, and one of those nasty collectors talked them into paying them off by using a credit card. They didn't tell them, hey, you're going to incur $160 cash advance fee, and that cash advance is now going to cost you like 25% from now to perpetuity. So they put this poor senior citizen, they got her on the phone, real sweet listener of yours that we've been working with, and they caused her to do something that put her in worse shape than she was in. These people have no scruples. They don't care, because all they care about is that they can move it from one side of the balance sheet to another, one collection agency to another. They don't care, because they're all commission, and they're real good about using intimidation. And one of the things that we do when we work with people is we coach them on how to get back at them. And the best way you get back at them is, I don't deal with my credit card or any of my financial issues over the phone. Put it in writing and hang up on them. Don't give them the time of day.
Okay, we're going to have
you
to get
have
your,
rights.
Okay. Let's get your website and your telephone number out one more time.
Sure. It's www.helptheletteryououtofdebt.com. Our phone number, toll-free, is 866-374-3101. Again, 866-374-3101. Are working with you initially to review your situation, see if you qualify, is for free.
We're out of time. Bye-bye. God bless.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Six!
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we're going to have open lines for the next half hour. So if you're out there and you have something you'd like to talk about, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 right here at the Genesis Communication Network. But I think you have to realize, of course, that this whole scam has been created. This is not accidental. They know what they're doing. They want to plunge the world into chaos. And out of that, they hope to get their new economic world order. Now, if you read the occult publications like Share Magazine and certainly the Emergence, these are two sources of information that come from the occult side, or the publications of the Lucius Trust, they will tell you that they have been anticipating this financial collapse for a long period of time. And this is what's going to be utilized to bring in this new order, this new world leader that they're planning on imposing on the people of the world. And, of course, if you're a Christian, this is the should be very obvious. They're talking about bringing in the Antichrist. But the average individual is not going to accept this readily. But, of course, if they will accept it, of course, if they don't understand what's going on. I think you saw yesterday the most amazing demonstration of how people can be swept along with an idea. Of course, these ideas are put out by the media, which shapes our ideas and reactions and the enthusiasm. And a lot of good people backing our current president, new president, hoping he's going to bring change and hoping he's going to get us moving ahead again. But if you listen to him, he's talking about how we're moving into a new age. That, of course, is a catch term for this new world occult system. He was actually put in power by the same people who've been running our government for a long period of time. The Trilateral Commission was formed back in 1973, and apparently, according to Barry Goldwater, it was an international organization that was intent upon taking over the financial and commercial influence really throughout the world and taking over control of the United States government. Now, that's Senator Barry Goldwater's words that come from his book, with No Apologies. If you'd like to actually read those pages, we'd be glad to provide them for you. Or you can go up on the Internet and simply type in Radio Liberty, Barry Goldwater. In other words, you do that on Google, and you'll go right to the newsletter, and you can see the entire quotation there. We have it up on the Internet, and, you know, the Internet is wonderful, and Google is wonderful, because if you type in Radio Liberty, and maybe there's a quotation we have from General Nasser, or a quotation from Woodrow Wilson, or something else, just put those names in, and under Radio Liberty, and you'll get these things down, and so, but understand there really is this plan, this master plan, to bring about a world government. So once you understand that, once you understand that it is simply not a man-made plan, but there are powerful occult and spiritual forces that are energizing this, at that point you can begin to grasp what's going on. As we've pointed out, certainly the Trilateral Commission organized in 1973 to take over political government of the United States. In 1975, Jimmy Carter joined the Trilateral Commission, and the following year he was elected President of the United States. In his administration, there were 25 people closely aligned with the Trilateral Commission, and certainly all of the key positions in his government were held by people from the Trilateral Commission. And in every administration since that time, Democrat or Republican, either the president or the vice president has been a member of the Trilateral Commission right up until the present time. Now, certainly neither Joe Biden nor Mr. Obama are members of the Trilateral Commission. However, the Secretary of State, certainly the most important position, well, Hillary isn't a member, but her husband was. He was also a member of the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations. Incidentally, you might be interested about a little known fact that since Bill Clinton has been out of the White House, he's been raising funds for his foundation. How much do you think he's been able to raise? $492 million. $492 million, a recent article in the Wall Street Journal editorial commenting on that. They thought that maybe, of course, he was being paid for services rendered. I mean, how many people do you think are going to give Bill Clinton $492 million? Now, that's over and above the $110 million that he and Hillary made from writing books and his giving lectures. And these are simply payoffs from the world occult elite to a man who served them very well. Payment for services rented, $492 million. If you would like, it's almost half a billion dollars. If you'd like, of course, to see the clipping, we'll be glad to provide it for you if you contact us. But, of course, then you go down, oh, who else in the Obama cabinet? And incidentally, we don't have a regular plan program. So if you're out there, give us a call at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But Mr. Obama's National Security Advisor, James Jones, he's a four-star Marine general, is a member of the Trilateral Commission. The Deputy National Security Advisor is Thomas Donilon, D-O-N-I-L-O-N. He comes from the Trilateral Commission. Now, remember, there's only 120 members. The head of security, Admiral Baer, that's the head of all the security agencies, of all of the security agencies. He's over the CIA. He's over the NSA. He's over the FBI. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. Certainly the UN ambassador is a member of the Trilateral Commission. The Deputy Secretary of State, James Steinberg, is a member of the Trilateral Commission. The Special Advisor to the President, Paul Volcker, he's not only a member of the Trilateral Commission, he is the honorary chairman of the North American group of the Trilateral Commission. And then the new Secretary of the Treasury, he hasn't been confirmed yet, but he probably will be, despite the fact that he just forgot to pay, I think, $38,000 in income tax, and he actually got the money, but he didn't pay it, and because they gave him the money to pay the income tax with, and he just forgot, you know. Here's a guy who's a member of the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Group of 30, but he's so disorganized he just forgot to pay. Well, by the time he paid it off, it was about $44,000 in income taxes. What do you think would happen to you and I if we were to do that? But you see, Timothy Geithner happens to be the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York City. He gets tremendous. Well, and you have to understand that 7 of the 13 people I list in my December newsletter, 13 of the chief advisors to Obama come from what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Group of 30, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations. And 7 of those are from the Trilateral Commission. And then they recently announced the names of some 8 people who are going to be holding chief positions in the U.S. State Department under Mr. Steinberg, who is the Deputy Secretary of State. And 6 of those come from the Brotherhood of Darkness, one of the organizations I mentioned. And 3 of those are trilateralists. So we can already name over 10 all members of the Trilateral Commission. There's only 120 of them. It is simply that they control our government, but they can't let the American people know that the electoral process is a fraud. And any president who gets out of line will be sent on a trip to Dallas. Well, we've got Harvey calling from... where are you calling from, Harvey?
I'm in Florida today, Dr.
Okay,
Stan.
Fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. And watching that inauguration yesterday, it was really unbelievable. It was like the who's who of mass murderers there, from Daddy Bush to Bill Clinton, to all the people in Congress that are really responsible for the mass murder of so many people around the world. It's unbelievable how could the FBI and the Secret Service not realize, you know, sometimes when they want to get a bunch of criminals, they send them a free invite to a big gala at a Super Bowl or something like that. They send them some Super Bowl tickets, that way they could nab them all at once. This was a perfect opportunity to nab some of the greatest criminals that ever lived. How come they don't do that, Dr. Stan?
Because they are under control. They'll do what they're told. And I'm afraid the FBI doesn't represent you and I. They're simply carrying out their orders, and they send innocent people to jail. And, of course, they will persecute a perfectly innocent people who are political, you know, targets. We'll be back in just a moment with Harvey. And give us a call if you're out there. We'd love to talk to you.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? How would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And Harvey, are you still there?
Yes, I am, Doctor.
Do you have another question? Anything you'd like to comment before we let you go?
Yes, I'd just like to say that display yesterday in the media just shows you what we're really up against, the power of the media to bring 4 million people to honor and worship basically a band of rogue criminals. And they were all there in one spot. We really have a lot of work to do, don't we, Doctor?
Well, we sure do, but, you know, I'm not discouraged in the least. It's a great challenge, and believe me, we are moving into such times people are going to be looking for answers, and we've got to be there. And most of those are good people are there. They voted for Obama because they didn't like torture, they didn't like the war, and this man was promising them hope. Of course, the change he's going to bring is, of course, even far worse than we've had before. So don't get discouraged. Look upon this as an opportunity. This is actually what Henry Kissinger said. If you haven't read Henry Kissinger's article in the Herald Tribune on the 12th of January, this is how he starts out. As the new U.S. administration prepares to take office amid grave financial and international crises, it may seem counterintuitive to argue that the very unsettled nature of the international system generates a unique opportunity for creative diplomacy. That opportunity involves a seemingly contradiction. Well, he says this is an opportunity, and I agree with him. The only question is he going to win or we are? And I hope we're going to be on the winning side. Anyway, God bless you. Thanks so very much, Harvey. Don't get discouraged. Just keep trying to help us get the information out.
I feel reinvigorated seeing that, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right, let's go. Of course, I think we have Bill calling from Ohio. Hi, Bill. Bill, are you there? Hello?
Yeah, are you there?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I'm actually from Kansas City, but anyway, I have a different subject matter I wanted to talk about. This woman friend of mine, I've known her for about 3 months. About 25 years ago, she got 5 of the silver mercury fillings put in, and shortly thereafter, she developed something called Meniere's disease. I think that's probably the cause of it, wouldn't you think?
Well, we just don't know. I mean, that can be a viral. It could be something else. I mean, but she certainly shouldn't have those fillings in. But I can't say that it would or would not be. But,
okay.
I mean, certainly they're not healthy, that's for sure.
Yeah. Can you give me do you know the website right offhand where those acrylic Guinness are?
Well, basically, you would go to the website, let's see, IAOTM, the International Association of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. So that's IAOMT. So,
IOAMT,
IOAMT. Right, IAOMT. I think it's probably .acoma.org, okay?
.com or .org.
Yeah, and if you can't find it, give us a call and I'll track it down for you.
Oh, okay. I can call the public library and have them try to find it for me.
All right, fine. Tomorrow.
But I think if she gets those fillings out, I think her health will probably improve quite a bit.
I think everybody's health will be better if they get those mercury fillings, because they really do vent mercury, and there is no safe level of mercury. It's one of the most toxic substances known to mankind.
All right, thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Thanks so much. And we do have a 4-tape set on mercury. We have a couple of DVDs on mercury, Sweet Misery, Sweet Misery, and I've forgotten what the other, Sweet Remedy is the other one. And then we have a couple of other DVDs. We've got a book going into you deal with the autism situation. We have a great small book by Neil Miller on autism. We're poisoning our children. We're poisoning our adults. The influenza vaccines are laden with mercury, and they're lying to you when they tell it, taken it out of childhood vaccines. They've taken it out of the childhood vaccines for childhood illness, but they haven't taken it out of vaccines that are given to children. And they're giving it to pregnant women, and they're giving it to children 6 months of age, and they're poisoning our children. But we have another caller. Hi, Randall in North Carolina. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Stan. I just happened to had another topic in mind, the Obama birth certificate thing. But I had, by the way, this the caller that you just had, I've had a compatibility report years ago where they screen you for all dental materials. You send your blood serum in. You've heard of that, haven't you, Stan?
No, I really haven't, so I can't comment on it.
Oh, wow. That's been around a long time.
Sure.
They can actually screen you for sensitivity using your blood serum for all dental materials that they have available to test. But I've had my mercury fillings out a long time ago, and I'm glad of that. I heard your caller. I was listening to that while I was holding on the line here.
Right.
I wish I could have called around before. We should have had an Obama day where all of the radio talk show hosts talk and have the call-in on the Obama birth certificate and really bombard to all of the network. And I don't know if we can still do that now because, you know, as well as I do, I live 50 miles from Chicago in northwest Indiana for most of my life. And, you know, he's really just, I hate to say this as a Christian, we have to pray for him, but he's just a liar and a charlatan. I mean, you have the certification of birth and the birth certificate. Now, any judge, even Supreme Court, say, well, let's just look at this just to be sure. And you think anybody who's going to even take that step? I mean, something is totally, totally haywire, you know.
Well,
nobody even in any of the debates, nobody has brought anything up about his Indonesian citizenship or going to school there, his name changed to Barry Soritoro. I mean,
I think you have to understand we have two governments. We have the government we see, the visible government. We have an invisible government. And the invisible government's in charge, and we've got to get the American people to understand what's going on and that we're being betrayed by our leaders.
Of course, it's all that they're, yeah. In fact, I've heard what you're talking about. Could you hold on? My wife's wanting to get in.
We're actually out of time here. We've got to take a break. But I appreciate so much your calling. And, well, give us a call anytime. In fact, I'll be doing open lines tonight.
John Freeman, who says that there is two laws in the United States, the constitutional law and statutory-type law. And it goes back to 1938, the Erie Railroad case, where they merged equity with law. That was John Freeman. He's a search on the Internet on the UCC connection, and he has other articles.
We need to get back to constitutional law, but hey, thanks for calling very much, and I will be doing open lines this evening if you'd like to give us a call, okay?
Well, yeah, hey, maybe try to talk to some other hosts and see if we can get an Obama birth certificate day to really expose this thing.
Thanks so much. God bless. Bye-bye. And I think that's a very legitimate concern. I think that in all likelihood, Obama is not a native-born American as specified in the Constitution. But you see, there are powerful forces behind him, people of great wealth. But behind them, I believe, are powerful spiritual forces which, for whatever reason, have put him in power at this time in history. So once you understand that, of course, you know, logic, integrity, the Constitution aren't going to matter. Our job is to point out what's going on, the fact that we are involved in a spiritual battle. You need to get people to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch the DVD. You need to hear them, get them to listen to our talk on the Forbidden Secret. And the syllabus that goes with that, and hear our talk on the planned police state, and the syllabus that goes with that. They need, of course, to see the DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, which will take you into the secret societies that were behind what was going on. You need, of course, to get the Riddles and Stone going into the secret architecture of our nation's capital. And then, of course, I suggest, Sydney, my book. Pardon me, the book we carry, it's on a separate list. We don't publish it with our catalog, but it's called The Secret Destiny of America. It's written by a Satanist named Manly P. Hall. But Manly P. Hall actually lays it all out, how there has been these secret societies down through the ages, and their goal is a world government. And, of course, this is what's reflected on the emblem on the back of the dollar bill. And everything that's gone on for 200 years has been aimed at bringing about a world government. And that's exactly what Henry Kissinger is saying in this article in the International Herald Tribune. If you have a computer, get on there and Google in Henry Kissinger, International Herald Tribune, New International Financial Order or Financial Order. It'll come right up. Read it and study it and understand. He's blatantly telling you that we have two choices. We can either go along with their new order or there's going to be chaos. Well, we're going to have to get the people to understand they've created this. They're stealing our money. They're transferring our money to the very, very wealthy. And there is so much transfer of wealth going on. That's why the Fed will not tell Congress where $2 trillion has gone. This is why Henry Paulson wouldn't tell members of Congress where the TARP funds had gone. Oh, it's all a trade secret. We can't let anybody know. Well, we need to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle as well as a political and ideological battle. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
It's no secret that